Just who do you think you are? You think you're better than another person? How about you, or you, or you, or you, or I? Perhaps we all need to take a chill pill. You know what I'm saying about a chill pill? We've got to quit blowing our own trumpet and remind ourselves that we are just one moment away from dust. Dust to dust, ashes to ashes.
Amen.
Now, I do not want to sound morbid to you here, but let's get real. In Matthew, John was looking for that person that he thought he knew. John was gone out and he sent his followers out to find Jesus and ask him, "Are you the one who is to come? Or should we look for another?" Just who do you think he was? John came dressed in camel's hair. He ate locusts and honey. And he was hung up in a knight in shining armor, dressed for royalty. Or was he expecting to see him in some other clothing? I think we have to be careful. Jesus responded to them telling his own followers, as if John was standing right there, "What did you go out to see? Did you go out to see something that you perceived? Or are you open-minded enough to accept that Jesus is going to come in the eyes of God?"
Yes.
Not in someone else's eyes. Amen. I see pictures on the wall sometimes of what Jesus looked like. We're not exactly sure exactly what he looked like. But we do know that Jesus is the God that came here on earth. He is the Emmanuel that lived among us. May this message, in a way, be a warning to us all that we should remain patient. As the farmer plants a seed, he cultivates that seed, he waters that seed, and he anticipates with faith that that seed is going to grow into a good fruit.
Amen.
Or a good vegetable. We should have the patience to wait and not send out our followers and say, "Go check and see, is this really the Jesus? Is this really him? Or should we be looking for someone else?" That's what John was doing. I don't fault John. John is the greatest among us. But he's still the least in the kingdom of heaven. He still falls short of the greatness of those that are looking down upon us right now. In this season of joy and peace, may we truly anticipate with patience the miracle to come.